I'm a little surprised, I have to say. Performances haven't been great and results have been fairly poor since the turn of the year, certainly in 2017. But I did think on this occasion the manager would be given a bit more time. When the new owner came in, you know, we've talked about a project and, you know, looking to take the club forward. And I did think that Dermot would get maybe at least into next season to try and improve things in another summer to bring a few more signings in with it, perhaps an increased budget. So it is a bit of a surprise, but if you compare it to last season when the last manager was relieved of his duties, it's followed a similar trend. We did okay up until the Christmas New Year period, and then it's been a complete drop off, you know, since that time.
I mean, he was brought in, wasn't he, to sort of as a project, wasn't it? Exactly that word. And I suppose, you know, he's had that coaching role. It's his first time in the job. Are there any things now when you look back and think maybe if they'd done things slightly differently, or did he not necessarily, or was he not necessarily given the resources required to maybe finish higher in the League Two table?
Yeah, I think everybody likes a bigger budget. They did increase the budget slightly from the previous year, you know, but not massively. Certainly not enough to make them challenging, you know, towards playoff positions or to get promoted. But I think, you know, he's been given enough resources and did actually have, there is enough ability in the squad, I think, from what I've seen through the season, for them to be in a better league position than they are now. Albeit that they always say the table doesn't lie.
And what about the sort of, I suppose, the style of football that Dermot tried to introduce to the club? Obviously worked at Chelsea and Arsenal as a youth team sort of coach. But what about the style of play? Will Reds fans look back, do you think, and think, well, actually, we didn't do great, but, you know, we did sort of play attractive football?
You know, one of the criticisms of the previous manager was we didn't play a lot of football and looked to get the ball forward very quickly. Whereas Dermot, from the first day he came in, tried to bring in that, you know, type of academy type football where it's you try and keep the ball and play out from the back. To be able to do that, you've got to have the quality of player to be able to do that without giving the ball away and create your own problems, which perhaps, you know, we haven't been good enough to do to perform the kind of football that Dermot was looking to play. So, you know, he's tried to do football in the right way, but perhaps didn't have the tools to do it with. But then didn't change his style, you know, to try and accommodate that. And I think that's why we've lost a number of points, certainly in recent weeks and recent months.
Just finally, Tony, I know you don't have a crystal ball. I don't have a crystal ball. But what sort of step forward do you think Zaya Aaron will make now? And obviously he's looking for a replacement. He may even have someone lined up. But what do you think, what sort of manager do you think the club should go for now?
I think he may now look for somebody with more experience. You know, Russell Slade, I'm not sure if he's found in a job at the moment, but somebody of that ilk who's worked in League One, League Two with you know, real good degree of success. Dean Saunders, when he was managed Crawley temporarily for 6 months, did a reasonable job. So I think now he's tried to find, he's found somebody. He took them from an academy, gave him his first job. It's not worked. I think this time round he will look for somebody with more experience, particularly at the level that Crawley are at.